We have another day in the splendor of the winter wonderland that has become Florida, which is certainly very unusual, over 100 years since this has happened. And we will not be alive for the next time, probably. But anyway, in these days, we celebrate such wonderful feasts. Yesterday, we celebrated the feast of the pure Lamb of God, St. Agnes. And today, we celebrate the feast of two saints that are not related except for the fact of their love of Jesus Christ. St. Vincent, who was the deacon of the Bishop of Valencia and cousin to St. Lawrence in Rome. And St. Vincent is credited with having been the one who had come to visit St. Lawrence when he was being persecuted and the Pope and so forth. And the Pope told St. Lawrence to take care of the treasure. And of course, everybody always thinks is to throw the money to the poor. That is not what he meant. What he meant was to take care of the holy relics that the church already possessed at that time. Among them, the chalice, or the Holy Grail, that was used by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the Last Supper, at the First Mass, which is now in the Cathedral of Valencia. But it has made many journeys and travails, and has been hidden in many places, in the mountains and monasteries and convents, even inside of a sleeping couch, to save it from the communists and the enemies of the church. But yet, it has come back where it is and where it has been used by the Supreme Pontiff on certain occasions. But St. Vincent was born in Huesca, not far from Valencia. He became the deacon of the bishop or archbishop of Valencia, Valerian, who ordained him to the diaconate. Now, Valerian had a stroke and who could not speak any longer, but he was still the archbishop. So he asked St. Vincent to speak for him, to teach and catechize and preach for him. And so St. Vincent did. They were apprehended by the governor of the area of Spain in which they lived, a governor whose name was Dacian, and he couldn't get poor Valerian to speak, so Valerian told St. Vincent, "You go ahead and speak for me, as usual." So St. Vincent preached and preached and preached to Dacian and the pagans around there, and he got so mad at him that he had him tortured. They put him on the rack, which was bad enough, but then they took hooks and tore his flesh up and down, even that his intestines were coming out of his belly. And then finally, he gave up the ghost. He was the cousin of St. Lawrence, famous deacon of Rome. And St. Anastasius, who has no relation per se, I don't know why his feast was united to St. Vincent, probably nobody alive knows, but he was a magus, and we know the plural of the magus is magi, and he was from Persia, where the magi were from, and he too, like the magi that we know, Saints Baltasar, Caspar, and Melchior, he converted to Catholicism, and eventually, because of that, he was put to death. So St. Vincent and St. Anastasius, and then, of course, in some calendars, today is also the feast of the great abbot and monk of Einsiedeln in Switzerland, St. Myred, who is a saint of hospitality. And he was so hospitable that he gave hospitality to some thieves who came thinking that there was a great treasury in the monastery. There wasn't. The treasurer was Christ. So they were not happy, so they killed Meinrad, and so he is now Saint Meinrad. And of course, there is a monastery and seminary in the United States, which is named after him. But the actual place is one of the greatest sanctuaries of the Benedictine Order and of Our Lady in Switzerland, Einsiedeln, a place worthy to be visited. And of course, we have all these other saints, not only those whom we celebrate on this day and every day in the Martyrology of Holy Mother, the Church. May they continue to pray for us, intercede for us, and protect us from all evil. And especially, we ask the protection of our parishioners in these dangerous times in which we live. And we continue to pray for the conversion of sinners, and especially those who do not accept or believe in the sanctity of life from the moment of conception. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.